Welcome, NerdWatch listeners, once again to a very special episode of the NerdWatch podcast. As you most of you know, the NerdWatch was at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. Of course, that involved my compatriot here with me, Todd, and of course, Alika, and in spirit, Cynthia Isaac, and of course, Format, and Gannon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got a chance to talk to terrific people like Casey Morimoto. We talked to
Horimoto.
Jeez, I'm horrible at this. Sorry, Casey Horimoto.
Was
thank
Lindsay
you very much.
There?
hilarious. But we got to talk to. We got to also talk to
William Shatner.
We did not get to talk to William Shatner.
Jason David Frank.
No, I did get to talk to DJ Cavicane. I got to talk to Chad Harden. Those interviews are all going to be right here.
Todd Bernardi.
I did get to speak to Todd Bernardi. And I also got to speak to some of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance guys as
Gross.
Well. And I got to speak to some great artists, guys like CV Illustrations and guys from X-Ray Vision as well. And one of my favorite interviews, of course, Stacy Hayashi from Journey of Heroes. So there's a lot of that stuff. That's going to be on these, I guess, 10 or 12 interviews. I can't remember how many, but I just want to let you guys know the very special episode. Yeah, I know there's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. So please sit back, enjoy. They're about maybe 10 to 15 minutes, some maybe 20 minutes. And we talk to great artists and great entrepreneurs.
I like peanut butter.
So make sure you guys stay tuned.
On your
Amazing
balls.
Hawaii Comic Con. We can never make anything professional on this show, can we? Like, ever. Anyway, enjoy the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con interviews right here on the NerdWatch podcast. So, aloha and enjoy.
Shut up.
Is it chunky peanut butter?
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch podcast here at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. I am here with Casey and Derek. They are two amazing people that you can find here. Is this still considered Artist Alley?
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is. With Casey and Derek, and I'm going to let them explain exactly what they do. I believe Derek is from Seven Sketches. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then I didn't get a chance to hear. What was your business, my dear?
Oh, Casey Hormone. I'm just my own independent artist. So
independent artist?
I publish my own comic book series. I do these. I'm really just trying to get into the business right now. I mean, I just graduated high school in 2016. So this is just my way of getting out there and getting people to notice me.
Fantastic. So, okay. So what I'll do here, Derek, ladies first. I'll talk to Casey.
I'm a gentleman.
I can already tell that you are, sir. I can already tell that you are. So, Casey, you're fresh out of high school. What motivated you to get into this business?
You know, I was reading comic books since I was young. That was my life, you know, just watching Teen Titans whenever I could and then reading comic books. Actually, my first comic book that I really got into was Red Hood. Jason Todd was like the introduction to comic books for me. So he was like, you know, my favorite. He was the best Robin to me. Everything was Jason Todd for a while. And then, you know, I read more of like the Batman stories. I loved the villains. I loved all the side characters, the things that build up the comic books, really. So I was kind of known for that. Like, everyone was like, she's the one that draws Joker. She's the one that draws Batman stuff, Jason Todd, all of that. So, you know, I published my first stuff, I think, end of my freshman year, beginning of my sophomore year of high school. But it was all working up to that. Middle school was just practice. High school was really about getting my name out there. And, you know, I'm surrounded by so much talent all the time because I've been doing these conventions for maybe 6 years now. And I just see so many, like, talented people here. And it just motivates me to do better because I try to carry myself at about the same level as them, which might not be the best. But for me, it's what helps me get farther in my career.
Now, Casey, you do independent art. You can find it here at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con, some great stuff. You said that you're also doing comic books. Is there a comic book that you have underway right now that you're working on?
Yes. My series right now is called Bandit. It's been in production. I've been writing it for about 4 years. So it actually just released at the last convention. Working on issue 2 and 3 right now. And actually, Dragon's Lair Comic Book Store on Oahu is the place that I sell it right now. But I'm also branching it out to Geckos and then hopefully, you know, Maui Comics.
I was just going to say, please, Maui Comics, we'd love to have your stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that Maui convention, the one you guys are holding, I think, October?
Absolutely. You coming out, Casey?
I'm trying my best to. Let me see if I can save up the money. Maybe if I made enough from this convention, you know, pay for some hotel and airfare, and then definitely I'd love to come. I'd love to see everyone out in Maui. I want to see that group because it's so different. I know we're all, you know, connected as islands, but in terms of, like, the people that come, it's a completely different crowd, I believe, so I'd love to branch it out. I'd love to see whoever's in Maui. I'd love to, you know, show my work to them. I mean, you know, like I said, there's so much talent, and I just love to be surrounded by all of that. I think everyone's amazing.
So now what you're doing here is you're selling some of your prints, I'm guessing, right? Now, you also have your comics at Dragon's Lair, you said. Now, what are the prints that you're doing? Are they originals, or are they – they seem very anime-esque that I look at them.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people, they put, like, a label on my style.
Right, right, exactly. It's
right. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, that's the best way for people to sell it, honestly. But I think, you know, I developed my style so many times throughout the years. And it just depends on, like, what you're comfortable in, you know. I never used to do colors. I never used to do backgrounds. And then, you know, what you're bad at, you want to practice with. So now everything's colorful. Now everything has backgrounds. And I think I like to kind of capture, like, the emotion on people's faces, so everything that I have is very, like, kind of over-exaggerated in some of the reactions, and, like, everything's very expressive, and I like to kind of capture the human emotion in my comic book and in my prints, because I think that's what really speaks to people, is when you see something and you can kind of, like, tell what they're thinking, kind of see through it. I think that's what really gets people to want to, like, get it and want to buy it and want to see where it's going.
Any unique commissions you got here this year?
What's the... The best commission I got, which fell from last convention to this one since he came by and finally, like, picked it up, he actually asked for, yeah, Deadpool, but he wanted my character from my comic series Bandit to be in there with him as, like, a kind of a tag team duo. And that was a real fun experience. In terms of commission-wise, you know, I've gotten a lot of, can you draw, like, these characters from a webcomic? Can you do this and that? I think they see my style and they kind of tailor it to that. So it's funny, really, like, just seeing people kind of look at it and go, oh, you remind me of so-and-so. I mean, like, I don't know who they are, but that's super cool, man. Like, sure. Like, did you take influence from them? No, but, I mean, I can look it up and maybe, you know.
I'm glad you don't fake and you go, yeah, I don't know who that is. That's good, though. That's good. At least you can study up on who those people are. Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, anyone doing their own, you know, work, their own comic series, even web comics. I love web comics. I just, you know, I have too much time spending on my own that I don't really get to go out and read anyone else's. So,
nice. Yeah. Sure. Now, Casey, you've been here for the last. You were here for all 3 days. Fantastic. So this is, would this be your second con officially as one of the participants?
No, I've been doing conventions for 5 or 6 years.
Really? Even when you were in high school then?
Yes. Starting from, like, just the very beginning of high school. Maybe, I actually attended one in my middle school, but yeah, high school, it was all conventions. Starting with me being a part of another group, we were publishing kind of a anthology of series. That's what my first one was. It was a Hachimaru Hachi. They don't exist anymore, but it was a really nice way to get artists out there and try and, like, get people to notice us. My first series was Death in Numbers, and it was a kind of a horror mystery type of situation. I do a lot of more, I don't want to say violent, but, like, my series are a lot darker. They've got a lot of depth to them, and I think, you know, it speaks to the style I have, too, where I don't, you know, draw the cute stuff. I draw the real intense kind of like, woo storylines where people go, you know, cool, gotcha. maybe step away a little bit, but yeah. So, I've been doing those for years, starting with Kawaii Con, because I used to be the only one. And then as soon as Amazing Comic-Con came down and Comic-Con Honolulu started, I've been doing all those for the past years.
Wow, that is crazy. So you have become kind of a pro at the con circuit.
Oh, I wouldn't say a pro. No. You know, we just wing it to the very end. I like to say, like, people always ask me, are you ready for the con? And I go, No, but we'll see how it goes, you know.
I got you. Well, let me check in with your, I guess you could say your next door neighbor. Derek from Seven Sketches is here as well. And Derek, you are a creator of sorts. You don't have like sketches like, of course, Casey does, but you do something unique as well. What, kind of explain to everybody what you do.
What do I do? So I basically, my work is primarily character designs, and I do like, it's a mix up of like original characters and a heck of a lot of like mashups with like established characters. And so my stuff goes, primarily I sell stickers, canvas prints, and t-shirts. So that's basically Seven Sketches in a nutshell.
So what kind of crazy mashups do you do, or what are some of your most popular mashups that you do right now?
I can say for sure my most popular one would be Totoro and a pineapple mashed together. So when I first saw I had an event where it was a Miyazaki event, and I had to come up with a bunch of characters. And I never like to just draw the character as is. I always like to put a spin on it, yeah? And I just love the idea of mashups. I'm a huge designer toy fan, and that's what they're all about, yeah? So I looked at Totoro, I stared at him, like, what can I do with this character? And then he kind of looked like a pineapple to me. And Hawaii's big on pineapples, right? And the shakas and waves. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to put a Hawaii twist to it. So I took a pineapple Totoro, and I mashed it up together, and then it became my pineapple Totoro. And when I was done with it, like, I actually didn't like the way it turned out. I was like, something about this doesn't look right. I don't want to put it out there, but I spent so much time on it. I'm just going to put it out there and see what happens. And to this day, it's been my number one seller. So I'm glad I went against my initial, like, feelings about it.
Now, also, is that your most popular sticker as well, or is there another sticker that's more popular?
Okay, it's my most popular sticker. I would say, like, closely behind it would be my series of pandas. And another, the panda 2 thing, yeah, the panda also. When I first, I was just doing a lot of doodles with pandas, trying to do all kinds of shapes and whatnot. And then it was just like a, you know, just a practice, what you call like an exercise or whatever. I had no intentions of, like, doing anything with it. And at the time, I showed my ex-girlfriend, and she loved it. She thought it was super cute. It's like, you need to, like, turn that into stickers. And I was like, yeah, but everyone's doing pandas. I don't want to be another panda dude, you know. But then she's like, yeah, but, you know, I think it's cute. Just, you should try it. So I put it out there, and yeah, people, like, really, like, gravitated towards it. And so I found myself, like, doing, like, mashups of my panda characters with, like, comic books and anime. And before I knew it, I had, like, a whole series of panda mashups.
Wow. Yeah. So you've been doing this for how long?
Well, I've been drawing all my life, but I started getting into business with my art about a little over 2 years ago.
A little over 2 years ago, and I'm assuming, how's it going? Is it going well?
It's going good. I mean, it's funny because when I first started this, I have a friend, actually. She owns this monthly pop-up called Art and Flea. And it's a platform, it's a venue for artists to, like, sell their artwork. And I shied away from that for the longest time. And she had an event where it was based on 80s arcade video games, yeah?
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, that's, like, right up my alley. Like, that's just kind of stuff I like to do. So I did that, and I thought it was just going to be a one-time thing. After that, like, I saw the people's reaction to my artwork, and I was so, like, motivated, inspired, and I just continued doing it. And from that point on, it just kept growing and growing. And I've been doing monthly events. I've been doing bigger cons like this, and I got myself into stores, and even been doing gallery shows and whatnot.
Wow. Now, you're more inspired by the pop culture as well? Is that
exactly
what it is?
Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of my work, I have, like, a wide range of interests, and it includes, like, pop culture from 80s, 90s till now. I pull from comic books, I pull from anime, my love for hip-hop, comic strip, humor, you know, movies and whatnot.
Well, I didn't get to see the pineapple totem. Do you have that here?
It sold out.
Oh, of course it did.
I know. I never make enough of those at every event. Like, you know, that thing, like, sells out, like, super fast.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow. What's one of your favorite sketches here that I can take a look at?
Let me see. I'll pull something.
He's looking for some of his sketches as we speak here, ladies and gentlemen. He's pulling some sketches out so that he could show us, although this doesn't make greatest pod, but here we go.
Okay, so these are, like, I guess some of my favorites. I'll talk about the panda one first, yeah?
Okay.
So I'm really bad at drawing mecha or robots or whatever, anything like highly detailed.
Yeah.
But I really love Voltron. I mean, Voltron's like, you know, from my childhood, yeah? And I think he's the coolest robot ever.
Right.
So for the longest time, I wanted to do a Voltron something. I just never knew like when I would do it and when I'd have the confidence to do it. And I just forced myself one day, like, I'm going to do a mashup of Voltron and the panda. So I did. And when I was done with it, like, oh, I'm like going through like puberty still.
That's fine. What the heck?
But anyways, so I did this mashup of my panda with Voltron, and it's very detailed, but it's still like, you know, fairly simple looking, and it's colorful. So this, I really like it, and it does well. It's one of my popular panda designs to this day.
Okay.
So that's one of my favorites. I love hip hop, so I started out with this octopus, and naturally the tentacles, it looks like graffiti to me, so I enjoy drawing it. It really captured the essence of graffiti to me, and so naturally I wanted to mash up an octopus with something related to hip hop, so I chose DMC from DMC.
Right.
Yeah, and I love their style. I love the whole Adidas, you know, and his hat and chain and whatnot. So I did this mashup, and one of my favorites. And then this is for recently. I did a show, my first arch solo show at Light Sleepers, and they're located in Macaulay.
Right.
And they're near McDonald's, and so the host of the show, his name is Cavett the Catalyst. He talks about Macaulay. He'll say instead of Macaulay, say Macaulay. So I like that he puts the street spin on it. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna use that for this new design. So I titled this piece, this series, Magali, and then I took Ronald McDonald, and this is based on a pose of Eminem. I looked at his album, and he's like, you know, sitting in this pose, so I captured that pose, and then I drew Ronald McDonald, and then I had him with, instead of an M, I have the Wu-Tang, the W of Wu-Tang. I just flipped it upside down, and then it'd be Magali,
but
with the Wu-Tang logo, right?
Right.
And then for his look, like, I wanted him to be more, you know, street. So I do a lot of cute stuff, but this is a street, so I wanted to be more, you know, hard. So
right.
I decided to make him a little more creepier, so I kind of pulled from the Joker, the what's his name? The one who made him, like, really look creepy with the
mesh. Oh, you mean in The Dark Knight?
Yeah. That actor who passed away.
Oh, Heath Ledger.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So I modeled him after that style of Joker and came up with this piece.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
You guys are very talented and amazingly talented. Much more talented than myself, for sure. But I do want to know about you guys, though. Where can everybody find you? Where can everybody check you out?
Yeah, so I'm most active on Instagram. So if you look for me under @7sketches, the number 7, and then the word sketches, 7sketches. And if you Google 7sketches, it'll bring up, like, my Facebook, my Twitter, and, you know, other types of websites I do work with.
Fantastic. And what about you, my dear Casey? Where can we find you?
So, yeah, I'm the same way. Instagram is my most popular one. I think it's easier to post pictures, that's why. But mine's just under Casey Horimoto Art. So KACIHORIMOTO Art.
Fantastic. And we can find you guys here at the con until 6 o'clock tonight because it is Sunday.
O'clock.
So if you're listening beyond this, guys, you guys can check them out on Instagram, both of you on Instagram. And can they also purchase stuff from you on there? Can they just reach out to you? How does that work for you?
They can always reach out. Email me at kcehorimoto@gmail.com if they want to place orders or if they want to commission. Just send it to there and then pay through PayPal. So
fantastic. What about you?
Yeah, same thing. They can reach me through my social media, Facebook, Instagram, email as well. My email is same thing, 7sketches@gmail.com. And, yeah, that's how they can order through me.
Fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think that about does it. That, of course, was Derek from 7sketches and Casey from Casey's Horimoto, right?
Horimoto.
Casey Horimoto Art, we'll say. You guys are very talented. Thank you guys for coming for the con. And thank you for talking to me.
We certainly
appreciate it. Oh, yeah, for sure. I hope to see you guys up at Maui Comic Con, which would be awesome.
I'm trying, and, you know, if that's the case, I'll be bringing a whole stack of bandits.
I cannot wait. Well, thank you guys so much. And if you're listening, guys, please check them out here if you're still here at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. If not, check them out online at Instagram. And it's time for us to get out of here. So until next time, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next interview, we see you guys. Aloha.